Thank you. And welcome to the full year report of 2019 for BioArctic. I'm Gunilla Osvald, and I'm the CEO of BioArctic, and I will share the presentation today here with our CFO, Jan Mattsson. I'm happy to be here today and present another successful year for BioArctic, with a strengthened cash position and an enhanced project portfolio, which has expanded and progressed well during the year. Next slide, please. BioArctic is listed on Nasdaq Stockholm Mid Cap, and this is our disclaimer. Next slide, please. For those of you who are new to BioArctic, I'll give a short introduction to the company. BioArctic is a unique Swedish biopharma company with the aim to improve lives for patients with CNS disorders. I think that we are unique on four different aspects. The first one is that we focus on areas where there is a huge unmet medical need with disease-modifying treatments for diseases like Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease, where there is a huge need for disease-modifying treatments since there are only symptomatic treatments available on the market today. So this has a huge commercial opportunity. The second aspect is that we have a great organization with very experienced and engaged co-workers, and important, fruitful collaborations with both universities and our strategic partners in Alzheimer's disease, Eisai, the global Japanese company, and in Parkinson's disease, AbbVie. The third aspect is that we have an attractive and well-balanced project portfolio with projects spanning from early discovery all the way to phase three. We have partner projects that generate revenues with milestones, and where our strategic partners carry the cost for the clinical trials. And we have earlier fully owned projects with a substantial marketing and out-licensing potential. The fourth aspect is that we are well-financed. We have a strong cash position with more than 1 billion Swedish crowns on the bank. And we're quite unusual also in the aspect that we are, again, have positive financial results, like we have had for the last 7 years. And we have valuable collaboration agreements with Big Pharma with a value of up to 9.6 billion Swedish crowns, plus royalties of substantial magnitude if we come all the way to the market. BioArctic is a dynamic and very exciting company, I think, with a huge potential. Next slide, please. BioArctic has had yet another strong year with a great progress resulting in an enhanced project portfolio. And I will take you through the top lines now and come back further on to the more details in the presentation. We have two important projects that has enhanced to the next clinical phase. Start with BAN2401 in early Alzheimer's disease, which started phase three with a study called Clarity AD by our partner Eisai. And then BioArctic received a milestone of 15 million euros. We're happy to see that Eisai are very committed to BAN2401, and they have now three clinical trials in planning or underway. And I'll come back to that. So several exciting things happened during the last quarter, which I'm happy to talk more about later on today. We have also expanded our early portfolio in Alzheimer's disease with another innovative program. So now we have four fully owned disease-modifying programs in our pipeline. In Parkinson's disease, ABBV-0805 took an important step by our partner AbbVie, who started phase one. And we at BioArctic are focusing on delivering the earlier projects in collaboration with AbbVie. The spinal cord injury program was stopped as a consequence of the interim analysis, where the results did not show any convincing results. So after that, now our portfolio is completely focusing on neurodegenerative disorders. And our early project portfolio has also recently been expanded with a new project, which I think is very exciting, which can be used for different neurodegenerative diseases. We have also had a successful year in our blood-brain barrier technology platform, and I'll come back to that, and our diagnostic tools and biomarkers has also progressed well. So we have had a really strong year this year. Next slide, please. BioArctic has an attractive and well-balanced project portfolio, which has expanded over the year. We have now, as you see, reorganized the pipeline slide a bit, so it's organized in five focus areas: Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, other CNS disorders, the blood-brain barrier technology platform, and diagnostic tools and biomarkers. I think that the portfolio is balanced in three different ways. We have several projects in different areas, all from discovery, all the way from phase III. We are also focusing on different areas, all in CNS. We have a combination of fully financed partner projects and innovative, fully owned progress with great potential. In our business model, all the expensive large clinical trials are financed by our partners, and we get milestones as revenues when they take the next step, like we just had this year for BAN2401 when it entered phase III. I think this year, I think the two most important progressions are, of course, BAN2401 coming into phase III and ABBV-0805 coming into clinical phase I by the latter one by AbbVie and the former one by Eisai. Next slide, please. A couple of words about our two long-standing successful strategic partnerships. In Eisai, we have had a collaboration all the way back since 2005, and in the collaborations we have now received 62 million euros, including the 15 million euros that we got when they started the phase III program for BAN2401. We also, at the end of last year, we concluded a new research collaboration with Eisai focusing on understanding further details in the mechanism of action of BAN2401. We have now a total agreed value of our collaboration deals of up to 221. It's still a lot that is possible to receive if it continues to progress as well as royalties if we come all the way to the market. Also, I'm happy to see how Eisai are driving BAN2401 forward and also broadening the clinical program, also starting now a phase III program in prevention trials. That can, of course, also, in the future, if everything goes well, even increase the large royalty possibilities even further. In Parkinson's disease, we have received $130 million, including the $50 million that we got linked to that AbbVie took the full license of our Parkinson's portfolio at the end of 2018. The total aggregated value is up to $755. Also here we have still a lot to receive if it continues to go well, and also royalties if we come all the way to the market. Here, Parkinson's disease is the first indication, but as AbbVie has announced, they are also thinking about other indications such as multiple system atrophy and Lewy body dementia. Next slide, please. Now focus a bit on BAN2401, which is a potential disease-modifying antibody for Alzheimer's disease, where we have those positive phase II-B results in 2018 and where Eisai progressed into phase III last year. BAN2401 has a unique binding profile, and it is specially designed to selectively bind and eliminate the toxic forms of A-beta called protofibrils or oligomers. It has also a unique clinical fingerprint, and I say that based on the strong phase II-B results in the large study with 856 early Alzheimer's disease patients. It showed consistent effect on three clinical scales. It showed dramatic reduction on amyloid from the brain, and they also showed effect on four different neurodegenerative biomarkers, and it had a good safety profile, which led to that no titration was needed, so we could give the top dose directly to the patients, both in the phase II-B trial, and it's the same thing in the Clarity AD study, which is ongoing now. Also we saw an effect at an early stage, and that was also something which is quite unique. for a disease-modifying treatment. As I said, Eisai are very committed to this program, and they now have three clinical studies with BAN2401 underway, and I will describe that on next slide. So next slide, please. So Eisai have announced that they are expanding the program, and they have now three important parts in the clinical stage. First, the very important Clarity AD trial, the phase 3 confirmatory trial in early Alzheimer's disease patients. It started in May last year, and the study is progressing well. And according to Eisai, they expect patient enrollment to be completed this year. The 18-month results are expected mid-2022. The open-label extension trial is the second trial which is ongoing in early Alzheimer's disease patients. And here, Eisai presented baseline data at the Alzheimer's conference, CTAD, in San Diego in December. The data they presented showed that the treatment benefit after treatment had been stopped, those benefits were maintained, both with regard to dramatic amyloid reductions in the brain that remained at low levels after the treatment had been stopped for about 2 years. And they also saw that the differences in benefit on clinical outcomes were maintained after stop treatment for the two highest dose group compared to placebo. And then we're happy to see how Eisai, together with Alzheimer Clinical Trial Consortium, has selected BAN2401 to be part of a prevention program that they now call AHEAD 3-4-5. And that is comprising of two groups, A3 and A4-5. And this is in planning stage and expected to start this year. The A4-5, that is for subjects with preclinical AD with little or no cognitive impairment and who have elevated levels of amyloid in the brain. A3 is for early preclinical AD subjects who are cognitive normal, but they have intermediate amyloid levels in the brain. In this program, or these trials, they will measure biomarkers on amyloid, tau, as well as neurodegeneration. In the A4-5 study, they will also look at clinical outcomes, and that will be assessed by a scale which is called PAC-5, and that is a sensitive scale for this very early stages of Alzheimer's disease. So I think it's very, very exciting times for to follow BAN2401 progress. Next slide, please. BAN2401 has a unique binding profile, and it was specially designed and generated to bind selectively and eliminate those toxic species of amyloid beta called oligomers and protofibrils. And at the Alzheimer's Congress, CTAD, in December, the Professor Lars Lannfelt presented the binding profile. And I think it was really nice to be at that Congress because it was a more positive atmosphere and an increased hope and excitement for the whole field and for the patients, Alzheimer's patients, and a lot of focus on the anti-amyloid antibodies. Professor Lars Lannfelt, he also presented the highly selectivity for BAN2401 with more than 1,000-fold selectivity versus the monomers and about 10-fold selectivity versus fibrils. And this is where BAN2401 differentiates from other anti-amyloid antibodies. During the last quarter last year, BioArctic and Eisai went into a new research collaboration, which is aimed to further study the details of BAN2401's unique binding profile. And we look forward to being able to present more of these results at coming Alzheimer's congresses in the future. And the next one is the ADPD Congress in April in Vienna, where Professor Lars Lannfelt will have an oral presentation. So we look forward to that. Next slide, please. Now we turn to Parkinson's disease and ABBV-0805, which is a potential disease-modifying antibody where we have strong preclinical results. And here we are now in phase one, which is driven by AbbVie. In a similar way to BAN2401, ABBV-0805 has also a similar unique binding profile, where we also differentiate from other alpha-synuclein antibodies. So it's also specially designed and generated to be highly selective for the protofibrils or oligomers, those misfolded toxic forms of alpha-synuclein. With a very encouraging preclinical data and the mechanism of action based on solid scientific grounds, that paved the way for taking the compound into clinical stage where it is now. And AbbVie is driving that part, and BioArctic is focusing on follow-up antibodies in collaboration with AbbVie. Next slide, please. There has been great progress in the collaboration with AbbVie on the alpha-synuclein portfolio. As I said, AbbVie licensed the whole portfolio of alpha-synuclein antibodies at the end of 2018, and we received the revenue of $50 million early last year. We got the approval from FDA with the IND that BioArctic had produced in February, and AbbVie started phase one in healthy volunteers in March. And they are now preparing to initiate the next stage of this study with Parkinson's patients with the aim to evaluate safety and tolerability. And as I said, BioArctic, we will continue to progress the early preclinical program projects in this great collaboration. Next slide, please. In November, we announced the results of the interim analysis from the clinical study with SC0806 for patients with complete spinal cord injury. Although it's disheartening that the SC0806 treatment did not have similar good effects that we had in the preclinical stage, the results did not show any convincing effects on either primary nor secondary endpoints. But importantly, the study has contributed to increased knowledge for the patients with spinal cord injuries. And we will now close the study in a responsible manner, and we will make sure that we make data available to the larger community for the benefit of the patients. So BioArctic, we will now focus on our core operations, which is research and development of drugs for Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease and other neurodegenerative disorders in the central nervous system. Next slide, please. So our early stage portfolio, that really continues to progress well. And Alzheimer's disease is, of course, our largest area. And now we have expanded that with a new disease-modifying project. So we have four fully owned programs that we are driving forward. Each of them have different mechanisms of actions from the others. In Parkinson's disease, our early programs are progressed further. And it's also really exciting also that we have a new innovative program with broad possibilities for neurodegeneration. And also our blood-brain barrier technology, where you have heard me being very excited before. I'm still very excited. And last year, we got the Vinnova grant together with Uppsala University researchers. And I think that shows a good external validation of the high-quality work that we are doing together. I'm also very pleased to have been able to recruit internationally renowned scientists that already makes a positive impact in this important area. Their diagnostic tools and biomarkers have also progressed in a good way during last year. So I think BioArctic have an exciting portfolio with a great potential to help patients with a huge medical need in the future. So by that, next slide, and I turn over to our CFO, Jan Mattsson.
Thank you, Gunilla. Some financial comments to Q4 and full year 2019 will follow. Net revenues were 26.4 million for the quarter compared to 515.3 million for last year. The full year revenues were 281.8 compared to 714 for 2018. And this change is primarily due to the one-time AbbVie milestone of 50 million US at the end of 2018, which was linked to the license agreement. Project expenses decreased to 21 million SEK from 48 due to lower external expenses in the Parkinson project versus prior year. Parkinson's project has progressed into clinical phase, resulting in lower expenses for BioArctic from the research collaboration with AbbVie, and also consequently lower associated revenues versus prior year. The personnel expenses decreased to 15.3, coming from 23.6 million, since Q4 2018 included a variable remuneration based on the milestone payment from AbbVie. Full year 2019 total operating expenses of 184 million SEK were just under the low end of guidance for 2019 due to delivery of the Parkinson project being more efficient than expected. Operating loss was 21.1 million compared to a profit of 430.3 million for last year. The decrease is attributable to the one-time AbbVie milestone. And we are now issuing guidance for total operating expenses for 2020, and these are expected to be in the range of 180 to 230 million SEK for the financial year, January-December 2020. Next slide, please. Cash balance amounted to 1.1 billion at the end of the quarter. Operating cash flow amounted to minus 54.2 million for during Q4 compared to minus 89.3 for 2018. Net result for the period was minus 17 million SEK during Q4 compared to a profit of 335 in last year, and net result for the full year amounted to 88.5 million compared to 381.6 million for 2018. And to sum up, BioArctic showed a positive net result for the seventh year in a row and continued to have a strong financial position. Next slide, please.
So then I will talk about the closing remarks and upcoming news. So next slide, please. When I conclude the year, I can see that we have had another successful year behind us with a strengthened cash position and an enhanced project portfolio. And we have a really exciting year ahead of us where, with regard to BAN2401, we will see more data being presented at international congresses. The next one is ADPD in April. We also look forward to more information regarding the progress of BAN2401 with regard to, for example, the prevention study in very early stages of Alzheimer's disease. And of course, to follow the progress of the important Clarity AD phase 3 program. In Parkinson's disease, we look forward to AbbVie starting the next part of phase 1 with Parkinson's patients. And it will be very exciting to progress our innovative and broad early project portfolio, which have great possibilities to bring medicines of the future to help patients with CNS disorders. So by that, next slide, please. And I say thank you so much for your attention, and we're happy to take questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question for the speakers, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. And our first question comes from Joseph Hedden from RX Securities. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my questions. I have a few, so maybe I'll go one at a time. On the Parkinson's disease program, the next stage of the study is starting in Parkinson's disease patients. I just wondered whether there's any more information you can provide around the design of that, and do we expect to see results from the healthy volunteers, some safety data at some point this year?
So Thank you so much, Joseph, for the great question. So with regard to ABBV-0805, the part of the phase 1 trial in Parkinson's disease patients, that is available on clinicaltrials.gov. And there you can see the full design, which consists of three or four different panels with increasing multiple ascending dose groups with ABBV-0805 and placebo. Then since it's AbbVie who are driving this program, you know, big pharma normally are very smart, if you say that, with giving out information when it's progressing. So I think that we'll just think like no news are good news. So I think the next thing we'll be able to see is when clinicaltrials.gov shows that this part with Parkinson's disease patients have been opened for recruitment.
Okay, that's helpful, thanks. And then on the early stage Alzheimer's trials in the preclinical population, I just wondered what your thoughts were on the importance of binding profiles and in particular the profile of BAN2401. I ask because I know that the results from DIAN-2 are coming soon. Solanezumab is looking at monomers. I wondered whether you thought the binding profile was particularly important even in the earlier stages of the disease.
Thank you so much. Another great question. And I think that at Biotic, we strongly believe in that it's important to selectively bind and eliminate those toxic forms of amyloid beta that we call the oligomeric protofibrils. And I think, still think that it's really good to have the antibody targeting those with a good selectivity versus the monomers. So here we differentiate clearly from solanezumab, who is a strong binder to monomers. So at Biotic, we strongly believe that we should have a selective antibody targeting the toxic species. And I think that goes for early stages and other stages of Alzheimer's disease. And if you look at the phase 2b results for BAN2401, you can see that we have very strong results with BAN2401 that has this selective binding profile. If you contrast that to what has been shown for solanezumab, they have seen some small effects, but not as strong results, I would say, as BAN2401 has shown also with the effect on taking down amyloid from the brain and with neurodegenerative biomarkers. That's what really, I think, puts BAN2401 in such a strong position, that we have effect on those variety of different endpoints. But of course, it would be exciting to see the DIAN-2 results. I'm skeptical, but we'll see. I hope it will be fine.
Okay.
I wouldn't be too worried. That's what I want to say. I wouldn't be too worried if it's because it's a very small and very complex study. So I think look at what ASI and ACTC are doing with the prevention trial, which will be much, much larger and longer. So I think that I would focus on looking at the AHEAD 3-5 study. That's what I think will be important to follow.
Okay, thanks. And then just perhaps one last one, some housekeeping on the financial side. Can you confirm how much income from the AbbVie research collaboration is left at this point, and how much longer on the schedule is left to realize that income?
We have another little more than 100 million to recognize, and that's over time, over the next 4 or 5 years.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jen. That's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. And as a reminder, if you do wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. Okay, as there appear to be no further questions, I return the conference to you.
Okay, we say thank you so much for the attention and have a good day.